Om Shanti. We have a bit of an echo. 1, 2, 1, 2. Little less still. Can you reduce? I still have a... Now it's a little less. Okay. Little less. Closer the mic. Closer the mic. 1, 2. Om Shanti. Yeah. Welcome to our meditation session. And I can see the 5 Pandavas in front of me. You want louder? Come to the front. What happened? What happened to the sound? 1, 2, 1, 2. Okay. 1, 2. I'm already very close to the microphone. I'm eating to the mic. Don't make it higher. I don't want it higher. Om Shanti. So, can you hear me? It's all right? Okay. So, today we have a little of a meditation experiment. And the idea is to heal the world. And we all know the world is in big trouble. No? We have climate change. And we have the loss of biodiversity. You know, that is another big problem in the world. Climate change is a big issue, but also we lose so many different species. You know, like, I read yesterday in Europe, they say 30% of the species are, or 40% of all the animals, insects, they are in danger of disappearing. That's quite a lot, you know. And then we have this all these wars and tension going on. And I was in Jaipur and the sister told me there's some prediction that from Indian astrologers that in 2024 there will be also financial crash. So financial. So from all corners of the world, we can feel the world is in trouble and very serious situation. So it is almost like if you speak to Brahmins about the time, also here in Madhuban, many say it's the last chapter. No? And one of the signs Baba also told us many times, he says, I will tell you everything and then I will not come anymore. No? A long time ago Baba said that, and somehow it's a bit the feeling, you know, that you know, Baba, Daddy is gone, and Baba, now what we listen is the mool is a video message, you know. It's no more new. It's basically recycled. So many signals are there, and sometimes Baba in book messages he says these are the bells or the signal in drama which indicate. So the world is in big trouble. We're in the last chapter. And if you talk to Madhubanivasi, they say, we have another 2-3 years. Something like that, you know, in drama. I mean, I remember when I came in Gyan in 1984, there was our brother Manfred, but don't tell him. And he said, Kolo, in 3 years is destruction. I said, very good. You know, 84, 85, full of enthusiasm, totally crazy. I said, very good, destruction in 3 years. So meditation, meditation, meditation. So 83, 84, 85, 84, 85, 86, 87. Then I asked him, so when is this destruction now? And then Manfred said, 1 more year. He said, next year, 1 more year. So that was 35 years ago. And then I remember the year 2000. You know, the year 2000, we all thought, this is it. All computers will crash and badam. So we bought water bottles and we bought generator and food and all these kind of things, and it all was nothing. Nothing happened actually. Nothing, you know. Not even a little computer glitch. Yesterday was at least in Australia the biggest company in the largest network company and telephone company. They crashed, and half of Australia is without internet. You know, but 2000 nothing happened, and then the next big time was 2012. You remember the Maya calendar? You remember the Maya calendar ended 2012? The Mayan, you know? And everybody thought 2012 something will happen. Again, nothing happened, you know? But yet now, you know, if you look at the world, you can see there are so many things which are very critical. You know, climate, if it's raining and flooding, or it's heat, it's drought, there's no food. You know, and people have to migrate, which is happening already in many areas. Just to give you an idea, this year India has stopped all the export of wheat and rice. And India is the third largest exporter in the world of wheat and rice. And India just stopped. And the reason is, the harvest in India was not good. So India decided we have to feed our own people, and they stopped all the export. This is very bad news for Africa, for example. So we know the world is in trouble, and there are many signals and many inspirations we also get, you know. And in morning you also heard a little bit what Jayanti Didi said, you know, about time, how crucial and sensitive it is. So we have to heal the world, and that means we have to change ourselves. And Baba many times speaks about the most powerful method to serve the world, you know. So what Baba says, what's the most powerful message means to serve the world, do you know? Service through the mind, Mansa Seva. Baba says the most powerful. He says you are on stage and you give a talk and you are doing service here and you do service there and conferences and all these kind of things. But he says this is limited, whilst the service to your mind is unlimited. So now how we can do this service to the mind, and how we can bring this big transformation into our life. So Baba says the method is yoga, because yoga is the method where you connect with the divine and you settle your karmical accounts. They slowly, 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 they disappear from you. The trigger points in your life, in your mind, they slowly disappear. And your character gets reformed. You change and get rid of the old sanskaras and replace them with original sanskaras. That's why yoga is so powerful. So today we'll do a little bit experiments now. And I want to do these experiments along a book message which Baba gave about half year ago. And this inspired me greatly for my own meditation. So it was in Pandavavan, and Shashi Ben went in trance, and Shashi Ben said that Baba made all the children appear in subtle region. And then in subtle region there were many vimans, you know, like beautiful vimans. So all the children, oh, there's viman, there's viman, there's viman. And they all went, and everybody wanted to take one viman and go inside. But the children could not open the door. You know, they pressed the door, but the door did not open. And then they, cannot open the door. And then they looked to Baba, and Baba looked back, and Baba said, introversion. Baba said introversion. Then all the children were thinking, oh, introversion, introversion, introversion. Ah, I have to become more introverted. And the moment they thought about introversion and went in that mindset, click, they could open the door. So they all went inside the Viman, and then they were sitting on this, you know, there's this pilot seat, very comfortable. But the seat was shaky, you know, not comfortable, like moving. And there was a security belt. And the children tried to put on that security belt, but it didn't work. You know, in some cases the belt was too short, in some cases the lock didn't click, 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 you know. So the belt was shaking and the children couldn't fix the security belt. And again, then everybody looked to Baba, 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 what's going on? Why we can't use this, close this belt, and why is the seat shaking? And then Baba looked at the children, and then Baba said, faith and determination. So the children, faith, what does faith mean? Determination, determination. So they went in this mindset and started thinking what it means. And the moment they went in this mindset of faith and determination, cluck, they could close the seat belt and the shaking of the chair stopped. So all the children now in the Viman, you know, and then there was a big button, you know, start button. So the children pressed the start button, but nothing happened. You know, the Viman, you know, didn't fly. So they pressed and pressed and pressed and, you know, and nothing happened. So they said, oh, Baba, Viman is not flying, engine is not starting. Baba looked at the children and said, become angel and serve the world. So the children then start thinking, angel, 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 okay, angel, and serve the world, serve the world, serve the world. And the moment they went in this consciousness, Viman fired up, and all the children were flying up. We're all flying up, you know, very nice. But then suddenly clouds were coming, big clouds, so many clouds, and it became very foggy. And all the children lost orientation. And they said, oh, Baba, I don't know where I'm flying, it's all foggy. You know, sometimes you're in a plane, and before you are landing, sometimes you dive into the clouds, no? And you look outside, there's just clouds. And you're wondering, how is the pilot flying in these clouds, you know? So the children were all completely scared, and they lost orientation. And they all said, oh, Baba, 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 what's going on? I lost orientation, I lost orientation. What's happening? And they were all remembering Baba and telling to him, please, Baba, help us, help us. And then Baba looked at the children and he said, be fearless. Be fearless. And then the children, be fearless? What does it mean? I have to be fearless. Be fearless, be fearless, be fearless. And they all went in this mindset of being fearless. And then all the clouds disappeared. And suddenly the children could see Golden Age in front. So they were all flying to Golden Age. We were all landing there, and we all went out and enjoyed Satyuga and lived happily forever. So that was the book message of Baba. And I would like to structure a little bit this this meditation we are doing together along this this idea. And I would like to go step by step. So the first thing Baba spoke was being introverted. So maybe we all think for a moment, what does it mean? And then maybe we can share. No? What does it mean to be introverted? have some 30 seconds thinking on introversion. Okay, so introversion. Now I would like that you share a little bit what you understand in introversion. And then we will use that in the meditation. So what do you feel? What is introversion? Anybody has an idea? Observing our thoughts and feeling and the mindset. Okay, observation. Going inwards. Okay. Creating an inner space. Okay. Free from influence. Free from influence. So we have a lot of ideas already. Any more idea? Introverted. Different use of sense organs. Different use of sense organs. Okay. Any more idea? Detachment. Good, yeah. Okay, so we have already quite some good points. Inner space, inner observation, detachment, different use of sense organs. But it also means stillness, silence, being introverted. No? Usually if you meet a person who's introverted, he's not talking much. No? He's still, he's silent. So it means stillness also, you know, stop the thoughts. You know, we have so many thoughts. So let's do a little exercise for 2 minutes and just meditate. I will talk, I will say a little commentary, and we just try to experience stillness. No? So I'm relaxing myself. And I'm concentrating in my forehead. I empty my mind. I stop thinking. There is stillness. There is introversion. My mind is calm. No thoughts. This is the power of silence. Introversion. So, I'm coming back, and you know, Baba speaks a lot about the power of silence. You know, so often Baba mentions silence. Today in Pandavabhavan, in book message also. Okay, introversion is introduction to the true version. Okay, that's also. Yeah. We're so much attached, yeah? Yeah, stillness is also detachment, yeah? If you become still, you detach from your thoughts. From the identity, who you are, you think, you detach yourself also from that. So then the next point in Baba, so once we became still, power of stillness, we could open the door, we could inside, and then Baba said, who remembered what did Baba say is the next? Huh? Yes, faith, faith, and introvert, faith and determination. So, faith. What about faith? Anybody has anything, any idea? Let us think a moment for some half minute on faith and in faith and determination. Just think about it, what it means. You know, it's deep topics. What does faith mean? So, now who wants to share what is faith? But speak a little bit loud so everybody can hear. Huh? Hmm? Knowing the self? Knowing the self? Okay. Tools for creation? Okay, if I don't have faith, I cannot do it. Okay, any more point? Deep trust that we're with the highest authority? Okay, who we truly are, yeah? Yeah. Mm. Baba often mentions faith in regard to three topics. One is faith in the self, faith in Baba, and faith in the drama. No? Three things Baba mentioned. Faith in the self, faith in the drama, and faith in the self, in Baba, and in the drama. So faith in the self is I'm a victorious soul. This sister is making a phone call there. Benji! Oh, Benji! Oh, Benji! Bobre, bobre. Now she sits down. Acha. So Baba says faith in the self. What does it mean? Faith in the self means I'm convinced I'm victorious. I'm Baba's child. I'm a soul. I will be victorious at the end. Victory is my birthright. You know, everything will be all right. This is faith. Then faith in Baba. Baba is there. Huh? Baba is almighty. He can do anything at any time. He doesn't do it to give us a chance. But Baba is almighty. He can do anything anytime. Huh? He's the master. He's Trikaldashi. He knows the three aspects of time. He knows the destiny of each child. You know? And then we have faith in drama. That Baba many times says drama is beneficial. You know, many times we experience problems in Brahmin life, no? Some maya, some test paper, or even some accident. No? You know, 6 months ago, I took actually three tablets, and by mistake, two tablets went down, but one tablet went in my lung. I had to cough, you know, I was coughing, some problem, and one tablet went in my lung. So I thought, oh, no problem, it will dissolve. And next day I was like, after 2 days I was like, and after 3 days I rang to Dr. Pratap. He said, he sent a car, took me down to Shantivan. They made a scan. They say this lung, this side is collapsed and infected, already fully collapsed. Next morning, 9 o'clock, I was in operation table. And they had to do 2-hour operation to fish it all out. So they had to fish it all out. And I was in ICU and everything. And next day, when I was in the room, I thought, why this happened to me? You know? I was thinking a lot, what's the benefit behind it? And after 2 weeks, I understood that it had to happen to slow me down. You know? It had to happen to slow me down. So it was in drama. And after 2 weeks, I thought, okay, it was beneficial. But it took me a bit of time, you know? And I remember when the Dadi Gulzar, you know, she had cancer and she was in Bombay in the hospital. And Dr. Ashok Mehta was operating her. And after 3-4 days, he came and visited her. And she was in bliss in the bed, you know. And he said, how are you? And she said, wonderful. And he could sense that aura, that vibration. So he became a Brahmin himself because of that experience. And then he became one of the directors of Global Hospital, also Dr. Ashok Mehta, a very famous surgeon. So faith in drama is also very powerful. Faith in Baba, he's the master. Faith in the self and faith in drama. So what about determination? Any idea you have? Determination, what it means? Anybody likes to share? No matter what happens, I will do it. Okay, good point. Clear and focused thoughts. Determination, what does it mean? Whatever happens, I do it. Clear and structured thoughts. Not to give up. Very good. Yes, that's the main point, not to give up. You know, in Brahmin life, you know, I'm now 40 years in this Brachabita Brahma Kumaris Ishva Vishva Vidalaya, and here I am, and I still not given up on myself and my spiritual journey also, you know. And if I see the seniors, you know, 60 years in Gyan, 70 years in Gyan, and they're still going full speed, you know, I think, wow, you know, it's quite a power not to give up. Be determined. May come, may happen, whatever, I don't give up. So let us have a little meditation on having faith and not give up. All right? So I'm relaxing myself. And I go into the idea of having faith. Faith in Baba. Baba is the master. He is the director. Anytime, Baba can do anything. I am his child. I have faith in myself. I will be victorious. I will have victory at the end. I will conquer all the old sanskaras. I will become an angel. I am an angel. I have also faith in the drama. Whatever happened in the past is good. Whatever happens right now is very good. And the future will be beautiful and wonderful. I will be safe wherever I am. I have faith. I am also determined. Whatever may come, I will not give up. I will be strong. I will follow Srimad. I am determined. I am strong. Om Shanti. So once the children had faith and determination, they could close the seatbelt. So, now, what was the next? Push the button and what we have to become? What did Baba? Angel and serve the world. So angel and serve the world is a big topic. So maybe we think a little bit, what means it for you to become an angel and serve the world? What does it mean to become an angel and serve the world? Alright, so who like to share a bit what it means to become an angel and serve the world? Any? An angel is always benevolent. Very nice. Angel is benevolent. An angel is double light, so a lot of light. And bodiless, no body. He is not aware of his body. He is aware of his subtle energetic body. Baba says in meditation, 1 second angel and 1 second become point. So it's a big step. Basically, you're aware of your energy field and forget the body. Any more idea? Baba's light in the eyes and Baba's love in the heart. Okay. Selfless and unlimited? Unlimited feelings. Selfless and unlimited feelings. So an angel is free of the consciousness of the body. He is double light. It means he has settled all the bondage and the karma. He's free. And Baba says angels' feet don't touch the ground. Usually angels are also shown with wings and they can fly. Well, it's very nice to fly. And then Baba says, serve the world. Being benevolent, have well wishes for everybody. And Baba says, the service to your mind is the most powerful. And so many conflicts and wars are going on. And so many souls are suffering. So we have to give them love and compassion. And radiate peace, hope, and Baba's vibration. So let us have a little meditation on become an angel and serve the world. So I'm relaxing. Concentrate in my forehead. Connect to Baba. I'm visualizing I am an angel. I'm free of my body. I experience myself to be light. This is wonderful. I am free. I can fly above and see the world and see all the souls which are suffering. I'm sending to all the souls love and compassion. I'm sending them vibrations of peace and vibration of hope. Om Shanti. So this was the third, and then children were flying with the Viman, and suddenly all the clouds came, and then what did they have? They had fear. And Baba said, become fearless. So let us all think what it means to become fearless. Let us think. So what does it mean to be fearless? Anybody likes to share? Faith in the drama. Okay. Faith in the drama makes us fearless. Okay. What else? What does it mean, fearless? What is the biggest fear in life? Huh? Yes, it's the fear of death. You know, in old days, you know, we were rich and we were famous in previous life and everybody appreciated us. And we were so good and so beautiful, and we were good singers, good actors, and rich and whatnot. And then we had to die and leave everything behind. And sometimes death was not nice. Huh? Nowadays to die is not so easy. Who was there when somebody died? You had experience of somebody was dying? Okay, some hands are going up, not many. I was very lucky. I was a couple of times there when somebody died. It's not easy always, you know, for the soul to leave the body. Death is also in art, it is often described as the big enemy. And the end of all ends. And Baba is also called, Shiva is also described as the great death. You know, because when we die, it is the end of this life. And especially when we are body conscious in the last 60 birth, death sometimes was quite frightening. You know, because whatever we have achieved, whatever we had learned, whatever richness we had accumulated, or, you know, abilities we had, great musician, great artist, wonderful poetry, beautiful this, that, whatever, you know. When we die, we have to restart. You know, there's this game, and when you get the wrong number, you have to go back to start. And sometimes you were so close to victory and then you had to go all the way back. So death was pretty tough. And it's connected also fear of pain. You know? If we go to the dentist and he has to do some drilling and he's asking me, do you want an injection or no injection? I'm usually telling him, I want two injections. I can't stand pain, you know. I can't stand it. So, pain and death, that's the big fear. You know, and also fear of the end of the world. You know, when we become detached, and Baba says, the clock of the time is with the children. And we go in this stage of total detachment and total purity. We trigger the end of the world and the beginning of the new world. And Baba says this is a very challenging scene, very frightening. You know, like if you see suddenly destruction in front of your eyes, it's a big thing. Or you see many souls leaving the body. You know, this is a big thing, you know, it's not a small thing. So to become fearless, it's quite something big, you know, not a small thing. So let us have a short meditation and go into this experience of being fearless. Huh? So I'm concentrating and connect to Baba. And I relax my mind. I now go into the feeling, into the idea of being totally fearless. I am fearless of any pain. I'm fearless of any disease. I'm fearless of any disaster which is happening in front of me. I'm fearless of the end. I'm fearless when we're all gonna die and leave the body. I'm also fearless of God, Shiva, the death of all death. I embrace the end, because the end is the beginning. So, I'm slowly coming back. And so, then once we became fearless, then what happened? Then? What happened with the Vimans once we got fearless? The clouds disappeared and the clarity was there and we could see golden age. No? You all came a little bit later, so I'm just explaining Baba's book message for 6 months ago in Madhuban, and Baba told to the children, invited the children in subtle region, there was a Viman and everybody should fly. But children couldn't open the door. Then Baba said, be introverted, silent. Then we could open the door. Then we sit on the chair and it was shaking and we could not put the security belt, then Baba said, have faith and be determined. Then we could put on the security belt. Then we tried to start the Viman, but it was not starting. And then Baba said, become an angel and serve the world. Then we could start the Viman, and then we were flying, but then a lot of clouds came, and then we said, then Baba said, become fearless. And then the clouds disappeared, and we were all flying to Satyuga, to Golden Age, and we could land. So this was the book message. So I'm doing the meditation along the book message. Yeah? So now we have a little bit of a blueprint for a meditation routine. And I'm using this sometimes in meditation when I go in history hall. You know, I was in office and I've sent some emails and some programs and we're doing some construction here. We're building a new solar cooker. We're trying to make Gyan Sarovar completely running on solar. 100%. Yeah? So we need money and we have to buy things. So my mind is in so many things, you know, phone call and lists and all. And of course we don't have enough money and all this kind of things. So sometimes I come in history hall and then my mind is still churning, thinking on all these things. And then I say, oh, Golo, hang on. Stop. Be introverted. And then I think, okay, have faith in Baba. Have faith in the Self. You will do it. God is there. He's Almighty. Have faith in Rama. Everything will be perfect. Solar cooker will be ready. Will be functioning beautifully. Baba can organize money anytime he wants. No problem. And I relax. And then I think, okay, next stage is become angel and serve the world. So I'm trying to go in the bodiless and serve the world. And then last is to become fearless of death at the end. Fearless of destruction. Fearless of creation. And fearless of the scenes which are unfolding in front of us. Not everybody will see that. Baba says you have to be fearless to see that. Not everybody is like that. You know, we're quite number-wise in all these qualities. So then I go in this routine and this helps me actually in my meditation, you know. I sometimes use it. So I thought today in this meditation experience I share that with you and you might can note down these 4 points and churn yourself a little bit and meditate a bit on that, you know, because it's quite comprehensive. You know, literally everything is included, you know. Introversion, silence, have faith, be determined, become an angel, serve the world through the power of your positive thoughts, and then become fearless. It's like a journey. So, anybody likes to share anything? Because afterwards we'll make a nice meditation with all points together. And we fly to Golden Age. Anybody like to say something, share something? Huh? Yeah, see, I'm so thankful to Baba because when I came in Gyan, I had no idea what's all going to happen and that I will end up in India and live here, you know. What a wonder of drama. Very strange, you know. Yeah, thanks Baba. Thanks drama. Yeah. Drama is becoming very nice now and gentle to us. You know? Because Baba says we will become victorious. So things turn in our favor. You know there is a scale and you're putting weight here, and you put weight there, and the scale is sort of, you know, it's like this. And suddenly, the purity or the victory becomes so powerful that the scale goes in our favor. So now I have really the feeling there's no more like this, scale goes in our favor. You know? The goodness is on our side. So, can we have some music? Hello? Can we have some music and red light, lal light? Some red light? Torah red light? Hello? Okay. All right, so we'll do now some meditation and some little bit music, huh? To the music? Love, red light, nobody there, okay. Om Shanti. I am detaching myself from this body. I'm concentrating in the middle of my forehead. I am a soul. I'm connecting to Shiv Baba. I empty my mind. I go into the idea of silence. No more thoughts. I am still. I am in silence. This is very beautiful. I'm now going to the next chapter, sitting in the Viman, and I have faith. Faith in Baba. Baba is my father and my mother. He is benevolent. And Baba is also almighty, powerful. Anything he can do, I have faith in Baba. I have also faith in myself. I will be victorious. I will become perfect. I am convinced. I also have faith in Dharma. Dharma is benevolent. Whatever happened in the past, it had to happen. Whatever happens now, whatever happens in the future, it will be perfect. Everything will be all right. Dharma is my friend. I'm now become an angel. I leave my body. I forget my body. I become double light. I am light. All my karma has been settled. I am free. I'm visualizing the world. I hold the world in my hands. I'm sending love, compassion, and peace to all the souls in the world. I'm healing the world. I'm sending light to all the souls, to all the animals, and also to nature. May you all change, become pure again. May Satyuga be created through the powers of my thoughts. I visualize Satyuga, myself being there. In a world of perfection and beauty. I'm flying in my Viman, and the last is to become fearless. I become fearless in front of death. Death and pain has no more power over me, because I'm an immortal soul. I never can die. I am eternal. I've conquered the last illusion. I am soul. A point of light. I'm reaching Satyuga. My Viman is gently landing. I'm getting out, and I'm there and have a beautiful body. Nature is beautiful. Animals, all my friends are there. It's a world of harmony and beauty. I'm overflowing with joy and happiness. I've reached my final destination. Slowly, I'm coming back into this world. So, this was our little journey flying with the Viman, our little adventure trip with the Viman flying to Satyuga. And we had to do some, we have to become yukti-yukt. Baba gave some inspiration, silence, faith, determined, become angel, serve the world through your mind, and become fearless. And then we can travel to Satyuga in our mind. And I hope you're inspired for your own meditation. And literally you can use any idea, any concept what Baba has shared over the years. So many points are there. And you can make your own little journey to Satyuga, to Golden Age. Thank you very much, and Om Shanti.